Okay, today's shiur is Hulin Daf Peches. And again, today my Talmud surgery was pushed off till today. So today's shiur is Refuah Shleima, Eliyahu Shmuel ben Chayabina. The Shem should have Refuos v'Yeshuos. Okay, we are on Pei Zayin Amid Beis. We are up to Tnan Hasam. Tnan Hasam. So what are we talking about? The last mission that we have been discussing was talking about which type of blood, which part of the blood is chayiv in kisui. So we said if blood gets mixed up in water, you have to, as long as it looks like blood, then it is, as long as it looks like the blood that is chayiv in kisui adam, so then we say there is a chayiv of kisui. Even if it gets mixed up in something that has the same color, but you say, you view it as if it has water, what would happen if I substitute it in for water? And if it would still look like blood, so then you have a chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Shita we had was, ein dam mevatel dam. Dam is not mevatel dam, min b'mino is not batel, as we said yesterday from the Ran in Adar Amnon Beis. Fine. Then we get into, is there an exact parallel between the halachas of Zrikas Dam by Kachim and the mitzvah of Kisi Adam? So we said it could be that there are differences between them. We saw Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that had the distinction of whether it's the dam falling into the water or the water falling into the dam. And we said by Kisi Adam, it doesn't make a difference. By Kisi Adam, we say that even if the blood fell in, once it looks like blood, so then one has a chiyav of kisui. Unlike in the case of Kachim, where we might have said kama kama batel, once the blood falls into the water, then there will not be a chiyav. Okay, then we went into what happened. What about the clear liquid that comes out of the blood? That was the last point that we were talking about. So now we're up to the next section. Tanan Hasam, five lines from the bottom. The Mishnah says, not. It's not a Mishnah. It's a Tosefta. See on the side? So this is one of those times where it says Tanan, and it does not mean Mishnah, and it means a Braisa. So once in a while we have these. See on the side? Zeloshona Harash. The Machshirin Katuv B'chol Asfarim Tnan Hasam Ve'ena Mishnah B'Shemakom. It's not a Mishnah anywhere. Ella Brisa Hizu. So I don't know why 90% of the time it just changes it on the side to Tanya, and here they say, oh, it all says Tnan, and it's only a Brisa. So maybe in all the times that it changes it to Tanya, there's a Girsa out there that has Tanya, and therefore they feel comfortable enough to change it to Tanya. And here there is no Girsa whatsoever that has a Tanya, so they leave it as Tnan. Just shows that sometimes it uses the Lashon of Tnan when it is talking about a Brisa. So Tnan Hasam. The Tosefta says, Kol Mashke Hamate. But we know from other Gemaras that Toseftas have roots in Mishnahs anyway. Remember what Ilfa said? Ilfa in Tainus and Afchav Aleph. Remember the story of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan? They were leaving Yeshiva, and they heard the two Malachim were talking, and the Malachim was saying, you know, one of these people is going to be a great rabbi. And Rabbi Yochanan heard the conversation upstairs, and Ilfa didn't. Rabbi Yochanan said, did you hear anything? And Ilfa says, no, what are you talking about? So Ilfa took it as a simon that he was supposed to go back to the yeshiva and become the Gadol Ador, which he did. Ilfa did not. But the Gemara says that Ilfa was unbelievably sharp, even sharper than Rabbi Yochanan was. Had he stayed, right, so he would have become the Rosh Yeshiva. Right, it's a big deal we have had. So why was it Ilfa's fault? He didn't hear the voice. Maybe he could have heard the voice. But anyway, at the end of that Gemara, there's a line which is quoted elsewhere where Ilfa says, leaning on the edge of a boat, anybody ask me a Tosefta or a Brisa, and I'll show you where the source is in the Mishnah. And if I can't, I'm going to throw myself off this boat. That was Ilfa's dare to anyone, just to prove that, you know, he knew. He knew he was about Samcha. So here, so even though we're quoting a Brisa, but it calls it a Mishnah, maybe alluding to that Ilfa statement that every Tosefta and Brisa anyway has roots in Mishnayos. Okay, Tanan Hasam. Kol Mashke Hameis Tahorin Chutz Midamo. Any liquid that comes out of a dead body is Tahor. Right, if it's spit or any other type of liquid, Tahor, except for the blood. Only Dam Hameis. Dam Hameis is one of the, it's like a Nefesh Hameis. So Dam Hameis is Mitame, but any other liquid that comes out of a body of a corpse is not Tame. V'chol Mare Admimus Shebo Mitame Ba'ohel. And not only the blood, but if it looks like Mare Admimus, like we said, the liquid that has a little red tint, but even if it's a little lighter, that's also Mitame Ba'ohel. That has the status of Dam. Right? That's why this is here, because that's what we were just talking about. Even something that comes out. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Mashka meis tahorin, liquid that comes out of a meis is tar. But didn't we learn in a different source for a minhu? Didn't we learn now this is a Mishnah? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Tevol Yom? Mashke Tevol Yom, kimashkin shenogei abahen, liquid that comes out of a Tevol Yom is just like liquids that a tefil yom touches. What's a tefil yom? As we know, a tefil yom is someone who goes to the mikvah who's waiting for sunset. Right? He's after a week of tumah, after a day of tumah, but he's a tefil yom. He's waiting for sunset. A tefil yom after he goes to the mikvah is already mutter in ma'aser sheni, even though ma'aser sheni needs tahara. He is tahar enough to eat ma'aser sheni, but he is not tahar yet enough to eat truma v'kachin. That's the first mishnah in Shas. Right, that's when they were tefilah yom and they go in to eat their truma. So a tefil yom is a interesting discussion. It's somewhere in the middle. He's in a state of limbo. He already went to the mikvah, but now he's waiting for Harev Shemesh. In Lumdus, there's a question of whether this is purely a lingering of the previous tumah. Because after you think about it, he went to the mikvah. So why isn't he tar? He was allowed to go to the mikvah. If he was allowed to go to the mikvah, so why isn't he tar? He has to wait till sunset. So what's automatically going to happen at sunset? How does something memela complete the tara process? So do we say that tful yom is a lingering of the previous tumah, and it's not fully completed yet, the tara process? Or do we say, no, maybe go to the mikvah, boom, you go to the mikvah. It's finished. The previous tumah is gone. This is a new chiddush HaTorah. The new chiddush HaTorah is whenever you have a process where you have to go to the mikvah, you have to wait till sunset, but it's a new idea. There's a language of the Tosfos HaRash. We mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of days ago. There's a language of the Tosfos HaRash in Maseches Sota on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis, where he uses a type of lashon that sounds like it's a new type of tuma. V'tful yom t'tuma kala shebo shetahar bechulin ba'asalo memela below maga. He gets this tumas t'vul yom memela below maga. Right? It's not like there was any transference. It just came upon him, memela. So again, you can't build a shir based on that lashon, but it sounds like it's more of it comes from without. It's not just what's left over from within. But either way, we have to do all the research in the sugyas of tefil yom to get to the bottom of that. But that is an interesting question in general about tefil yom. Anyway, specifically here, so the Mishnah says that a tefil yom, tefil yom's liquids that come out of a tefil yom has the status of liquid that a tefil yom touched, which means it doesn't achieve tumah. A tefil yom has the status of a sheni latumah regarding items, and therefore, as you know, regular chulin food, nothing occurs to it. If a sheni touches my food in my house chulin, nothing happens to it. A sheni could only make a shlishi make a truma into a shlishi and make kachim even into a revi. So a tefil yom can only touch truma and kachim and have any effect. So liquids that come out of them are like liquids that he touched, and therefore the Mishnah says ve'elu ve'elu, both liquids that come out of a tefil yom or liquids that a tefil yom touches ain matamin. Right, there's no tumah there. What's the chiddush? It's the chiddush to the contrast of the mishnah that we're about to say. There is, in general, usually a gzeira d'rabanan that any liquids that are touched by a sheni become a rishon. Right, usually it's just the opposite. Usually tumah goes down. So chiddush gzeira d'rabanan. Right, any liquids that are touched by a sheni become a rishon. Right, that happens to be the source after a couple of steps of why we wash the shilas yadayim in before we eat bread. But we discussed it way back in Masechta Shabbos. Why exactly it comes to yadayim being tameh? But that's the gzera usually. All liquids that are touched by a sheni become rishons. So here, by a tefil yom touching it, though, it does not. Tefil yom does not. V'shar kol ha-tameyin, but all other types of tamei people or objects, bein kal and mechamurin, whether they're tamei kal tuma or chamur tuma, we'll see what that means in a second. Mashkan ha-yotzimien, ke mashkan ha-geboen. Liquids that come out of them, those types of tamei people, are like mashkin that they touch, ve'elu ve'elu tchila, and therefore they're both tchila, which means rishons. There would be rishons on a drabbanon level. Chutz ben amashkeshu avatuma. Besides, obviously, any liquid that itself is an avatuma on a daraisa level. Right? Shechvazera of anyone is an avatuma. Or, the Rashi quotes, the certain liquids of Zov are an avatuma. Zovo, roko, meme, raglov. So those, you don't need anything to touch it. Those inherently are avosatuma. Looking at the first parak in Maseches Kalim. Okay, but this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that liquids that come out of a tefil yom are not tamei, and liquids that are come out of other tameyin are. So, whether they're kal or tamei. So, my kal and my chamurin. Which types of tumas are we talking about here? The kal tumas and the chamur tumas. So, my lav, aren't we talking about kalin sheretz, vizav, Kalin means tuma sheretz and tuma zav, the chamur and mace. Aren't we talking about that? And those are the types of tumas being discussed in the Mishnah. And therefore, what is the Mishnah saying? Liquids that come out of these items, these people, are tame. Last one is mace. One second, I thought we just said that liquids of a mace are not tame, except for blood. That's the kasha. Right, we just started off today's shiur, Tanan Hasam, in that brisa, that the only liquid coming out of a corpse that's tame is blood. And here we have a Mishnah that seems to say, all liquids that come out of a mace can contract tumah. So Gemara says, no. Lo, kalin sheretz, v'chamurin zav. Mace is not under discussion. Right, kasheretz is the kaltum, and zav is the charatum. Obviously, zav is more chamur. Zav could create an avatuma by it sitting on something. So the Gemara says, 1 minute then. So why is this? So maishna zav de gazru be rabbanan. This whole tumah that we're talking about, as we mentioned, is a tumah de rabbanan. Xera de rabbanan to make liquids rishons. So why do we say by a zav, where goes there, we make all their liquids rishons. Umaishna mace de lo gazru be rabbanan. And why by a mace, we're not goes there. Right? The mace is not even in the Mishnah. Right? So why is that? So answers the Gemara, zav de lo bedili in shemine gazru be rabbanan. A zav, which people aren't used to separating from a zav is a regular guy. Right? And he happens to be a zav today. I didn't know that. So a zav is lo bedili inshi. Or even if I didn't know that, it's hard for me not to say hello to him and to touch him. So lo bedili, and therefore we need xeris. Gazru be rabbanan to keep the separation. But mace, the bedili inshi mine, nobody gets close to a corpse. Lo gazru be rabbanan. And that's why we have the xeris only by zav and not by mace. Right? This concept of bedili inshi mine comes up a lot. Comes up Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. That's the source for the Isser Hoshata by a Nida. The Tosfos there says, "Lo, thank you, lo bedili in shemine," and that is by other women. You're never around, so you're not going to touch other women. So you don't need any other xeris. Mashiachi, when it comes to one's own wife. So lo bedili in shemine, and therefore we need more chamor halachas even regarding an isha nida than we have by any other woman in the world. Or we're going to have later on, the Ran in on Daf Kuf is going to tell us, let's say you're eating lunch and somebody else is eating with you and you're eating milchiks and they're eating fleishiks. What are the halachas regarding that versus a case where you're eating something and the guy next to you is eating treif? So we're going to see later on that there are more chamor halachas by basa b'chalav. Why? Because that's what you normally eat. Basa b'chalav. There's more chamor halachas when it comes to chametz. Right, in that context also. But what's allowed to be on the shulchan together? Mashaking, treif, which you never eat, so then it's not going to be a problem. The final one that I just mentioned also, which is probably the most famous one, is the first Tosfos and Pesachim. First Tosfos and Pesachim. Why do we need all these extra gzeiras by chameis? Bal yirabai yimatzah, inisur kareis. Because lo bedili in shemine. Chameis is one of those isurim that are usually not usur. It's only usur for a week. And that's why it's different than git hanoshe. It's different than Isser Chelev, which we never eat. So all these go on the list, just like this Gemara says it, by Zav and Mace, but all of those, below Bedili, Inshimine versus Bedili, again, the Isser Nida, Basa B'Chalav, and the Isser of Chametz. Those three cases are areas where we have it elsewhere. Are the what? Removed fingernails. Are they Matami from a Mace? So that's not considered Mashkin. They're mashkin, but that could be. I think it's before. It's probably before. I just don't remember. But I think that might be. Might be considered part. Again, it's not matami by ohel, right? You don't. You need a rove minion and rove binyan or revius of a dam. But in terms of just being a part, could be. Could be that if it was if it came off after death. Okay, so let's talk a little bit for a moment about one of the halachas that was just brought up, and that is tumah sheretz, which also came up in the mitzvah shir a couple of days ago. The Rambam and Sefer Chinuch following him counts a separate mitzvah of Tumah Sheretz. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Tes, 159. The Sefer Chinuch counts mitzvah Tumah Shmona Shratzim, the mitzvah of Tumah of the eight Shratzim. The Isser of eating Shratzim is much more than the eight Shratzim mentioned in the Torah. Isser of eating Shratzim applies to the eight Shratzim and applies to many other creepy, crawly items as well. Shratzei ha'of, and shratzei ha'mayim, and shratzei ipush, right? All the different types of shratzim. But tumah shratzim, which the Gemara was just talking about, that only applies to the eight. The eight shratzim, as the Torah tells us in Shmini, choled, achbar, tzav, v'chulu. All the whole list. Interesting, tzav, or usually translated tzav as a turtle. Usually a turtle, but many poskim assume that the tzav of the Torah is not the tzav of what we call tzav. It's not a turtle, what we call tzav. Who said, talks about this? Shlomo Zalman talks about this. Why? Because the Gemara talks about the Isser Malacha of Tzeda, of catching the Shratzim. And the Gemara talks about it. If you catch one of the Shratzim, the first Mishnah in Perek Shmona Shratzim, in Shabbos, if you catch one of the Shratzim, you're Chayev. That's an Issa Daraisa. If you catch a turtle on Shabbos, is that an Issa Daraisa of Tzeda? So most poskim assume not. Because Tzeda only applies by animals that run away and you have to like try to catch. But there's no Tzeda by... The turtle is the tortoise. The tortoise and the hare. Right? That's the one that goes so slowly. So you're going to tell me, there's a malacha of Tzeda by cows? Right? So Pashto says the Gemara, it says the Shmir Shabbos. Not. Shmir Shabbos says, in the new edition, Perach of Zion, Os Memhei. Ba'alei chayim ka'ela she'ein b'minam tzeda. Ba'alei chayim like these that they're not usually trapped. Ha'inu she'binokel efshar lakachtam ve'ein darkam levroach kagon ha'namala v'hatzav lo shayach v'hem esir tzeda. Aval asher lakachtam v'yadam shem esir muksa. They're muksa, but there's no tzeda. In the footnotes, shamati migonu shlomo zalman t'lo aser midira banan ela b'bal chay ka'ela she'bedera klal shayach espo tzeda ela shehu chole. If an animal, if you have a leopard that's sick, right, and you catch it, so then maybe you could talk about Seder, because this is Bemino Nitzot. Mashenki Benamala Vachadoma Shabinakel Ashalakhta, Gamim Darkala Hischabe, even though it tries to hide, become Akam Ainza Gedeshal Seder. The Lorak of Alechaim Amitsuyan, Elafilu Kaelish Inamitsuyan, Kagon Tsav. Im ein darkam levrach ubnakel efshel achoz b'hem mistaver darak b'shem muksa asal atopsam. It's muksa and not tzeda. And then he quotes him, Mishem kach nirad de mistaver shegam tzav ha'amur b'torah hu lo masha anu korim tzav shari yoholech la'at la'at. Right, so that is tzav. So tzav is, even though the tzav is on the shmona shratzim, tuma shmona shratzim, but l'chora, the turtle might not be. So if somebody has a recently dead turtle that one touches, it could be that they are not tameh. There's one other fascinating question that the Rishonim deal with, and that is, out of the Shratzim, the Chulda, the Achbar, the this, the that, why isn't a Nachash on that list? You'd think that the snake should be the most Tameh animal. And it's not there. The Nachash is not one of the Shmona Shratzim. If I touch a dead Nachash, I'm not Tameh. Right? You can't eat a Nachash because that's the Isser of Achila Shratzim. That includes all the Shratzim. But the Tumah Shratzim, so why is that? It's Rabbeinu Bachai's Kasha. Beit HaBakai asks, why isn't a Nachash on the list? The Rechayim HaKadosh also asked it, if you want to look there. I just wrote Rebbeinu Bachai. V'ha-Nachash eina bechlalam, v'yishla tamu abazeh, ki ra'uy haya bivadai, she'yeh ha-Nachash, tamu amatame. The Nachash. Ki u'shorish ha-tumah v'azuama, ki adua minachash ha-kadmoni. The source of it all, the Nachash. V'yim kein, lama lo hechnisu ha-kasa bechal, shratzim ha-tameim. Says Rebbeinu Bachai. V'hin aval ha-inyan. Who? So this has to go on the list of it, you'll see. Miklali Darki Atorah Shakonasi Vaseha Shalom. We have our list of Durachea Darche Noam Halachas. Right? We have the Meshachachma about women not being commanded in Puravu. You can't command a mitzvah, that's painful. We have the case that a hadas can't be, what's a hadas? It can't be something with thorns on it. Durachea Darche Noam. It can't be that the Torah wants you to shake something with thorns. We have the Radvaz in a tshuva that says, if somebody says, I'll cut off your limb or else I'm going to kill so-and-so, you don't have to give your limb. Because Durachea Darche Noam. This goes on the list. Durachea Darche Noam. And therefore, the Torah is not Matamei Anachash. Why? Because if the Torah was Matamei Anachash, you might think twice before trying to kill it. Oh, I'm going to become Tamei. Oh, I'm going to... The Torah doesn't want you to think twice by Anachash. You see a Nachash? Kill it. Shelo ratzta latame nachash b'maga'o she'im kein haya adam nimna milahargo kidei shelo yitame. Right? And that's why later on it says it's included in the Isser of Achila. But it's not tame. It's not tame. Because if that's Rechad Achinoam, we don't want people thinking twice before killing the snake. So therefore, it's not tame. It is just Aser b'Achila. But again, that's the Isser of Shratzim. One more final note relating to this sugya, and that is the Rambam counts all of these tumas separately. There's a separate one of the 613, Tumas Shratzim. There's a separate mitzvah, Tumas Meis. There's a separate mitzvah, Tumas Nevela. There's a separate mitzvah, Tumas Nida, Tumas Zav, Tumas Zava, Tumas Yoledes, Tumas Saras. They're all separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban says, why are they all separate mitzvahs? This is one of those where the Rabban knocks out a lot. It's not just like one. Rabban knocks out this one, that one. Rabban says, why you counting all these halachas? Count the isser of walking into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tameh. Count the isser of eating a carbon when you're tameh. Why do you have to count each type of tumah? You have to count that. Right? The Rabban says, do you count every type of balmum? Isser of a balmum going and bringing a hukrab. Do you count a problem with the eye, and a problem with the leg, and a problem with Israel? You don't count that. You just count the isser of bringing a balmum to the Beis HaMikdash. So count the isser of tumah, the Beis HaMikdash. You have to count every single type of tumah. But the Rambam counts every single type of tumah. That's the Rambam sheet. He also counts all mukhlus and kapara separately. Again, the Rambam counts all of these. One has to explain how the Rambam thinks that it's not just an issue of, the Rambam says, beferish. I'm not just telling you what to do and what not to do. In yonim, halachas are also counted as mitzvahs. That's the Rambam shita. It's not a mitzvah or an avera to become tummy from an avela or an avera, right? If I become tummy, I violated something. No. If I'm tummy and then I Mikdash or Karban, then I'm doing an Avera. But the Rambam says, I count in Yanim. I count areas of Halacha as mitzvahs. So this is an example of that. The area of Halacha of Tumas Tavela is a mitzvah. The area of Halacha of Tumas Shratzim, it's a mitzvah to count. It's one of the 613 to follow these Halachas. And the Ramban is upset about it. The Ramban says, no, I don't think so. I think there's an Isser and there's what to do, what not to do, but you shouldn't count all of these as mitzvahs. That's why the Ramban has his 30 or so that he adds on at the end of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because this is one of those where he just knocks out a bunch all at once. Okay. That takes us through up to the two dots. So now we continue. Dam hanitas v'sha'alasak and v'chulu. So we have this already, the discussion of how much of the blood has to be covered. So blood that is on a knife or that spritzes out, does that have to be covered? So if you remember, the Mishnah said on the top of the previous amud, you have to be mechasa it if it spritzes out. And Rabbi Huda says that's only if that's the only dam. If there's other dam, you don't have to worry about it. Right? That is the Rabbi Huda. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, v'chisehu melameid shedamanitas v'shal asakin chayev l'chasos. Raisa says, v'chiseh, you have to cover it. This teaches me that all the blood, even if it spritzes out. Rabbi Huda emas, avizvan shein sham dam elohu, that's only if that's the only dam. Avol yesham dam shelohu patumi l'chasos. But if there's other blood, so then you have to worry about every single drop that spritzed out somewhere that's on the knife. Don't worry about it. Tanya idach v'chisahu milameid shekal damo chayav l'chasos. So chisah teaches me that all the dam has to be covered. Mikan amru dam hanitas v'shal agafayim chayav l'chasos. So this opinion holds, the Tanakama, that all blood has to be covered, even if it's spritzed out or on the agafayim. What are the agafayim? Rashi quotes the kosle beis hashchita, the size of the neck. Right, you got to take it off and cover it. When do you have to try to get all the other blood? If you were not mechase, the life blood. But the other blood that comes out, you don't have to be mechase. Rashi points out what the Gemara is about to say, and that is, we putting all these opinions together, we have three different opinions here. What are the three opinions? Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan that we just quoted here, say, Damo Kol Damo. Right, that's the sheet, the Tanakama that we just quoted. All the blood. Right, that's what it means by damo. It's blood you have to cover. V'chisa damo, all the blood. That is a Tanakama shita. Rabbi Yehuda savar damo v'avila mixas damo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, any blood, the most makel shita, even mixas adam, as long as we have some blood left, don't worry about any of the other dam. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savar damo hamiyuchad. Shimon Gamliel says, you don't have to do all of it, you have to do a specific type of it, and that's the dam nefesh. Dama Nefesh, where the Nefesh comes out of, so that Kule by Kisui, the entire Dama Nefesh needs Kisui, that is the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, three different Shitas. According to the Rabbanon, Dama comes out from Malicha, what do you mean, after Shita? I don't think so. I think it's just Dama that comes out in the process, like Dama Tfusa and Dama, like, once the animal's dead, I don't think after that, all the blood that oozes out, yeah, I don't think he would say that. I don't think he would go that far. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. So what are we allowed to use for Kisi Hadam? What are we allowed to use for it? So, says the Gemara Mishnah. B'mei Mechasen, B'mei In Mechasen. All halachas of Kisi Hadam in this parak, but we're afraid to ask. Right, they're all right here. Kisi Hadam, and remember, we are charging forth into tomorrow. We start Gidon Asha. That's the seventh parak. Okay. B'mei Mechasen, B'mei In Mechasen. You have to be dramatic. You can't just go through and just read Gemara. You got a drama. Okay, so what do you use for covering and what do you not use for covering? Kisi adam mechasin bezevel hadak ubechol hadak. You could use fine zevel fertilizer, meaning thin fertilizer, and fine sand, meaning not big pieces. Besid lime ubecharsis is like cheres, crushed pottery, ubelavena ubemegufa shakachan, and crushed brick. And crushed magufa, crushed covers of barrels, anything that's like smushed and little pieces you could use. Aval ein machasin, but you can't use the opposite. Lo bezevel agas, thick, velo bechol agas, coarse sand, velo belevenu b'magufa shelo kachon, if it's not crushed up, velo yechabal as a kli. And also, sure, you can't just put a bowl over it. It's not a different covering. It's got to be a covering that's mi'urav in it. Klal amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dover shemagada bot smach and machasin bo, anything that would be, you would be able to grow something in that you could use as a cover, ve'ina magada smach and machasin bo, if you cannot use it as something to grow in, then ein machasin bo. Tosis points out that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not arguing on the previous shita, but he is just explaining. That's the bottom Tosis. Lav lefluge asa el asos klal ledover. Right, lasos klal ledover. That's all he's adding. Okay, says the Gemara. Hei chidami chol adak. So what is chol adak? Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Biochanan, kol she'ein hayotzer tzorach lakacho. How do you know it's chol adak? If you don't have to crush it anymore. The yotzer, the one who wants to use this in his pottery area, so he doesn't have to crush it up. The studio, that was the word I was looking for. V'ika damasi la seifa. And some have this limit on the seifa. Aval ein machasin lo bezevel agas lo bechol agas. You can't use the thick one. Hei chidam bechol agas, what's thick? Amar Rabbi Rechana, Amar Biochanan, kol sha yotzer tzorach lekacho. If the yotzer needs to be koteshed, so then it is a problem and you can't use it. Might be nayu, what's the difference between the two memers, whether it's going on the first line or the second line? Yike be nayu, the tzorach velo tzorach, the mifrech efruche. If you have to crush it up with your hands, but you don't need a kli to do it, it's kind of falling apart, but you still have to smush it up with your hand. So is that included? Is that allowed? Is that allowed? So Rashi explains, the lish nakama, according to the first version that says, you don't need, right? What is chol hadak? Where you don't need, so that's okay, because here you don't need to use a kli to crush it up. But according to the second version, that it's chol hagas is a problem, and if you ever need to do anything, so it's a problem here, you still have to do something. So if it wouldn't it be included. Okay, that's how Rashi explains the machlokas, the two of the nafkamina. Tan Rabban inviter, v'chiso, yachol yichasenu ba'avanim, o yichab alav etzakli. I might think that you could even cover it with stones, or put a kli over it. Tamalomar, be'afar. No, in the afar, it's got to be in dirt. Vainly yellow offer, I only know dirt you could use. Minayan Larabos, Zevel Hadak, Vachol Hadak, Vishrikas Avanim, and crushed stones, Vishrikas Karsis, crushed pottery, Vina Ores Pishtandaka, and the chaff of thin flax. How do you know you could use all these other items? Vinisoris Shal Kharoshin, or sawdust. Daka, thin, visid, or lime, vacharsis, and crushed brick, vacharsis, lavana, mugufa, shakachan, all these. How do you think you use all these tamalomar, vikisahu? And therefore, what vikisahu? So Rashi quotes, put a comma after the word, vikisahu, be'afar. Right, vikisahu, covering it, you can read it like that, and because Rashi explains why what the pasuk could have said otherwise, but that's why we have a special limud to include all of these other items besides afar.
It's the same vikisahu we started with.
The same v'chisahu that we said, yeah, but this is a question, right, how do you know you could include it? V'chisahu, right, you could cover it, that's about to quote that pasuk. You might think you could use others, be'afar, but it's not only afar, because you could read v'chisahu as separately. See Rashi, the second Rashi, b'fnei atzmo nidrash. You could darshan this word b'fnei atzmo, mi deloksiv v'shafach tamo u'be'afar yechasenu. It says the verb first. So if it says the verb first, to teach me that maybe you could pause after the word v'chisahu and not read it only with the word be'afar. Okay, that's how Rashi darshins. That's how the Gemara darshins. Yochashani mar be'av zevel agas v'chol agas v'shechikas klimatchus. I might think you could even include the other items that you're not allowed to use. V'leveinu maguvah shalok kashav v'kabak v'subinu mursin. And all these other items that are not crushed up and flour and coarse bran. You could also use this. Tamalomar be'afar. No, but it's there's an including word and there's an excluding word. Umar Isal Rabo says, Elu Lahoti Elu. So why do I include the dock ones and exclude the gas ones? Acha Shariba Hakasav Umiyet, because there's an inclusion and an exclusion. Marbe Ani Es Elu Shehain Min Afar. I include those items that are similar to dirt, that have the same texture, they have the same consistency as dirt. Umos and yes, elu she'imin afar. I exclude these that are not. They're big rocks and coarser, and therefore, if I would exclude one, those are what I exclude. Says the Gemara. I'm sorry. And zevel the zevel hadak and zevel agas. So zevel hadak has consistency of afar. Absolutely. So it depends what type of kemach. Subit immersion are considered to be thicker. All of these. Ema Vikisahu. So what's that? That's how you darshan it. Therefore, you have a ribuy in miyate. Why don't you darshan it as a klalu prat? Ema Vikisahu klal. Afar prat. Why don't you darshan like that? And then we would say klalu prat ain bechal alamashi beprat. And you should limit it. Afar in midiakrini lo. Maybe you have to use dirt. So Amar of Mari. No. Mishum dahavi klal hatsarich leprat. This is a case. It will be a klal that needs the prat. What does that mean? Rashi explains, it's a case where we would have misunderstood the klal without the prat. You never say klal uprat and darshan klal uprat a klal or klal uprat if the klal needs the prat. The only time you could darshan klal uprat ein b'chal al mashma prat or klal uprat a klal is where the klal is understandable and the prat is extra. And therefore the prat must be doing something to the klal besides just explaining the klal. So therefore, here, you cannot darshan it as a klal uprat, because without the prat, I would have totally misunderstood the klal. I would have just included everything. Anything you want. If it would have just said v'chiso. Cover it. Cover it. Cover it with a bowl. Cover it with rocks. I would have totally misunderstood it. That's why this klal needs the prat. It has to be somewhat dumya to offer. And therefore, the klal hatzarech leprat ain't done in oso b'chal uprat. That's the rule. Right? If it needs the prat, you don't darshan it that way. That's what Rashi says. You need the prat lahoros, right across from where we are in Rashi. She'ein kisui ze ela bedavar hamisarev v'nivlabo. Could go and offer v'chayotze bo. Use that. It's got to be something that intermixes with it in a certain way. Period. Da Rash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda ein mechasim ela bedavar shezorin bo umatzmiach. You only cover with something that you could plant in. Shezorin bo umatzmiach. What is that excluding? What is that excluding? So Rashi quotes, Le'amute eretz malecha. Very salty area. Very salty area, meaning we have land that you cannot plant in. So that would be excluded. That would be excluded. What else would be excluded? Maybe a midbar. A midbar would be excluded. A desert. Right? Sand in a desert, because you can't plant in there. That type of sand. Let's continue for a second, and then we'll come back. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hai Bercha. Rava says to Rav Nachman, that's a joke. Hai Bercha, what does that mean? Right, Rashi says, Eino Iker, from the word bor. Right, Ein bor yerechet. So Amar Le Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Le Rava, my Berchazah, what's the problem? Ano Amrita Niele, I told it to him. Umehamas Nisa Amrita Niele, there's a Brisa. Says a Beferish. Hai Mahalip, I made bar ve'ein lo, Afar Lachasos. If somebody's walking in the desert, they don't have afar. What do you mean you don't have afar? It's a desert. You have plenty of sand. Just look down. The answer is you don't have it. You can't use that. That's the brisa. That's already the source. But if you're walking in there, what do you do? Shochek diner zavu mechasa. You take out a gold coin and start shaving it down and get shavings of your coin, and that's good enough to cover. Hay mahalich besvina ve'lo afar lachasas. You're on a boat, and you're shechting on a boat. So reif talisa umechasa. Again, let's say you're on a boat trip for 3 months. Right? Or 3 weeks even. You have refrigerators, so sometimes you brought some animals. Right? The Gemara talks about doing Kisi Adam over the water. Is that, could that be misconstrued as doing it to the Avodah Zarah, the Sarah Shalmayim? Talk all about these Ashritas. But what do you do in all these cases? Soref Taliso Machasa! Take off your shirt, burn it, get some ashes, and cover Kisi Adam. We'll get back to that. But that is, but what do you see from here? Anyway, for our purposes, and that is that you can not use sand, because it says you're walking in the desert and you don't have what you need. Let's just do the next line. Bishlama sorif talisa machasa ashkachan efer dikri afer. Fine, efer we know is called afer. We'll see in a pasuk in a minute that says that. By the efer of the Paraduma, it's called Afar. Ela Dinar Zav, how do you know Dinar Zav is called that? Amar Zera, Pasik and Eov, for Afro Zahavlo. Okay, so you see, crushed and shaved down gold could also be in the category of Afar. Two interesting points. Number one, so we say a desert is not a place to that you could plant in, that things could grow in. There's an interesting question that is asked by the Rishonim. The Minchas Chinuch summarizes this in his Mosach Shabbos, right, back in Parshas Yisro, where he talks about, we know, all the halachas, all the malachos of Shabbos come from the Mishkan. Whatever they did in the Mishkan, we are not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the Shaila is, did they do Choresh and Zoreh in the Mishkan? How'd they do it? Doesn't this Gemara say that a Midbar is Lav Bar, Lav Malkam Zriya? So how is it possible that we can learn these malachas from the Mishkan? Right? Vihine Charisha Nikra Av. Kol Malacha Lavi Mishkan Aviyav. This is in the Mosach Shabbos of Charisha, Os Vav, in the Minchas Chinuch. Vavi B'Mishkan Charisha L'Tzorach Samamanim. L'Chor B'Midbar, Heich Haya Charisha V'Zriya. Ha'ofar Midbar Eino Matzmiach. Right? And he says, Ayin Tos V'Zchulin Perakisi Hadam Peiches Amid Beis. Oh. He says, look in Tos V'Zchulin. Who says that what? Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, look on the fifth wide line in Tosfos. Fifth wide line in Tosfos. Tosfos says at the end, V'yeish lomar, D'shema oz kishabo sham Yisrael, Hayamatzmiach. Where the Jews went, the Be'er Miriam made it, you know, non-Midbar-like, and therefore they did Charish and Zriya. They did Charish and Zriya there, based from the Be'er Miriam. That's what he says. That's what Tosfos says. It was magic. Remember, wherever they went, it was an oasis. The Minchas Chinuch says, Yoser Nire, and he also quotes in the footnotes here, the Archaim quote this in Parshas Shlach also, that the Be'er Miriam created Ganos or Pardesim. But the Minchas Chinuch says, Yoser Nire, Devade Elohei Charshim Oz L'Tzorach HaSamamanim, Kei Muchan B'Yadam. They had what they needed. Achapirish Malach HaShayisim B'Mishkan, Osem Dvarim Shehayu Nitzrachim L'Mishkan, Kegon L'Samamanim HaYitzrichim L'Achrosh V'Lizroa. Not that they actually did it, but they should have had to do it. Even if they themselves didn't have to do it. The Zeb Borer. Right. What? Right, right. Chilazon and other, other, whatever they brought with them. But again, that is the Minchas Chinuch. But anyway, that's the question that Tosfos right here deals with a little bit. Charisha and Zriya, how do you learn that from the Mishkan if it was not Ra'ui Lizriya? Number one. Number two is an important discussion of a Minhag that is quoted here in the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, where's my Mordechai? The Mordechai says, Amar, not that one, this one. Tiknu le Rabbanan. Let me just find where it starts. Right, this story he quotes, that you burn your baguette. What if a person doesn't want to burn his baguette? Doesn't want to burn his baguette and create ashes. Is there any other option that he has to do Kisi Adam? So the Mordechai says that the Rabbanan made a takana, that you were allowed to put your shirt down on it, absorb the blood in the shirt, bring it to wherever you're going, squeeze out the shirt, and cover it again there. And then wash your shirt out and use the shirt for whatever you want. That was what the Mordechai quotes here. Takina le rabbana le mishchat, vehechi levid, mimatze dama bebigda, put it in your baguette, inami besandala, maybe an absorbable sandal, o mevarech al kisi adam, make a brach on kisi adam when you absorb it into the garment. V'chimati l'duchta da'afra, and when you come to a place with this dirt, yaschi ahu gavra ahu bigda, wash out the beged, dematzi beidama b'maya, and the blood will come out. U'machasi then below bracha. V'hachi takina rabbana le'inyin kisi adam, bein b'midbar, bein b'yam. Says the Mordechai, you don't have to do what the Gemara says anymore. Rabbanan or Masakin, don't worry about burning your shirt. You don't want to burn your shirt. So you can just absorb it into the shirt. That is the Mordechai. And the Rama is very excited about this suggestion, but the Shulchan Aruch is not. First, you want to look first in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes as Mordechai, Simen Chavches. That's the Simen of Kisi Adam. Koach, Kisi Adam. So, says the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Mordechai in the name of the Gaonim, and then he says, the Gam Elu Divrei Tema, I know what the Mordechai is talking about. The Im Kain, first of all, if that's true, why did the Gemara say it? Why the Gemara have to say you have to burn your shirt? Isn't that Bal Tashchis? So, fine, we know we had a shir, we had a Daf Yin Shir Bal Tashchis. If there's a Bal Tashchis, where there's a Tzorach HaAdam, where there's a Toelis for an Adam, but here you have an option. So you shouldn't be able to burn your shirt if you have an option. So he says, Adif Havelelemisi, Haitakanta, Milamisi, Sar Taliso, Dikim Shabbat Hashvis. Number one, why didn't the Gemara say it? Va'o, number two, yesh lo tamu alav. Shekasav, what did he say? Dechimemata dama bebigdo besandal mevart. You're going to make the bracha of kisi adam when you absorb it in your shirt? V'kivan she'enu mechaseu ba'afar, heich yivarech alav. What kind of bracha are you making? Hilkach nira, de'ein l'dvarav elu ikar. Says the Beis Yosef, I'm sorry, I don't like this, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishein lo offer lachasos, lo yishchot. Period. No options given. The Ramah there says, Yamten hashiyeh lo afar, v'im holech v'amidro v'sfina v'lo shaveh, ha'of kehefzer ha-beged, sh'yisrof la'efer, sh'azov ha-shachot, takina l'rabbanan lishchot, ulematza, Hadam bebegad obesando umavarech ukishi agil makom afar yechabes. The Rama quotes the Mordechai. So right here in the Darkei Moshe says, let me defend the Mordechai against the Beis Yosef's attacks. Says the Mordechai, he says, gam zebet varavena namachonim. I know what the problem is. He's a chimamati lebebigda have a tchilas kisui. That's the beginning of kisi adam when you put in the begad. That's not the permanent stage, but that's the beginning of kisi adam, and you can make a bracha afal b'she'ino gomer hakisui ala achar zman. Even though you're not going to finish the kisui till later, look what he says: midi dahavi abedikas chametz. Just like bedikas chametz, you make the bracha by the bedika, but the mitzvah is not through till the burning the next morning. Heck, you make the bracha. You make the bracha at the beginning of the process. You don't make the bracha at a heksher mitzvah, but you make the bracha at the beginning of the process of the final stage. So here too, he says. Bedika his tchilas beer, hu adim and yedun didan. Wow, what a comparison. Bedikas chametz and beer chametz to doing kisi adam in a beged and kisi adam in dirt. V'lachay nira de'en litchos divri ha-ga'onim shakasa ha-mordechai below machlokas. V'yish lizvach aleim b'shas ha-tchak, heicha di'esha bin yinacher, and don't tell me that other poskim don't quote it, lo ra'inu ein a-raya. Right, just because we don't see it doesn't mean that it is a raya, that it is not true. So that is the machlokas between the Darkei Moshe, the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. By the way, the Mordechai in the next line quotes a machlokas about covering kisi adam in sheleg, and that the Ramah says is not allowed. Can't do kisi adam in sheleg in snow. That doesn't work. What is it? It works as an interesting, he doesn't quote it. I looked for it last night. There is a La'ar Ha'alacha. Whatever Rav Zevin writes is fascinating. He has, right, Isha Mishitos and Sipuri Chasidim. So he has a sefer La'ar Ha'alacha where he has 15 interesting halachic articles. And one of them is snow in halacha. Sheleg. So I'm like, there, wow, this, maybe he talks about this. Right, he talks about this, but he doesn't. He talks about whether sheleg is called an ochel or a mashke for hilchas mikvah, and then he talks about netilas yadayim in sheleg, and he talks about crushing sheleg on Shabbos, and could you have is sheleg an ohel, like ice, like an igloo, and then he talks about tfilas kalim, which we talked about maybe for the rabbanis, not the arises, and then he talks about the color of sheleg being significant for hilchas saras, and for hilchas the it turning white in the base of Mikdash, the ribbon on Yom Kippur, right, all, see, let's talk about this one, though. Okay, anyway, so that's the, I'm going to look it up. That's a Rav Zevin classic. Okay, we continue now. Okay, Baal Tashchis is a big issue. We're not going to touch on it right now. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mechasen El Ba'afar Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, only dirt. He argues on our Mishnah. Beis Hillel Omrim Asinu, Efer Shekari Afar. No, Efer, ashes, could be called Afar. Shene'emar, V'lakhu Latamei Mei Afar Sreifa Sachata Sechulu. Right, the paraduma ashes, there were ashes, but it's called afar in the Torah. So therefore it's okay. Ube Shammai offer srefa ikri, offer stamalo ikri. No, it's called offer srefa. It's not called offer plain. Period. Tana hosifu alehen, they added on hashachor, charcoal you could use, vahakachol, also a type of material. Kachol usually means like eyeshadow of a woman. Vinikras psulin, also pieces of pisulin, right, dirt that you get out of the mill. V'yesh omrim af hazarnich, also the zarnich. What's the zarnich? Also a different type of material of crushed items. Rashi quotes an old French word. That's the zarnich. Amar Rava, let's start this. Now we have Rabosai, we earned it. Chulin peites, we have an omen of agarata. Says the Rava, let's start just this line. Amar Rava, bischar shamar Avram Avinu anochi Avram Eifer bischus that Avram Avinu in his bargaining for stone, he says, Hashem, I'm like dirt and ashes. Zachu banav l'shtei mitzvahs Eifer para va'afer sota. Bischus that he zocha to the mitzvahs of Eifer afar aduma and the dirt of sota that is used to put into the mixture. And the Gemara is going to say, V'lashonami, Afrikisi Adam, what about that one? Okay, we'll get to that question, Beshem, tomorrow. But there's a very famous Beis HaLevi on this. Right, Zacha, but Ofer Ve'efer, Zacha, why Dafka? Is it, if you never heard it, it's unbelievable. You put it together. Right, the why Dafka, these two mitzvahs of the Ofer, of the Sod and the Efer, the Paraduma, says the Beis Halevi, I brought it here, in Parshas Vayera, where he's bargaining. He says, dirt has no past, but it has a future. It has a future. You could plant something in dirt. Efer has a past, ashes. It was something, but it has no future. Can't use the ashes for anything. Avram Avinu was saying, "Vanochi Avram Ve'efer, I'm a nothing. I was nothing in the past. I'm nothing in the future." That was his statement of humility. What was his chus? He got the offer of the sota and the efer of the paraduma. The efer of the paraduma. What's efer? We just said it has no future. The efer of the paraduma gives somebody a future, right? They're tamei, right? And they become tahar. They become tahar. What does the offer of the sota do? The offer of the sota. The problem with the offer of the sota is that they have a future, they have no past. The offer of the sota gives you a past, because it's megala that the woman didn't do anything in the past. So it gives back the husband and the wife a past, and therefore everything is shalom v'shalva. V'shnehem hein mida keneged mida. Ends off the Beis Halevi. So we'll end off with that as well. And the look at the Marsha here. He also talks about Efer and Afar. But we'll stop here. But Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with some Agadata. Talk about Tchelas a little bit. And Tchelas domi lianta, yam domi lirakia, kisya kavet, all of that. And then we start. Perek, Shvi'i, 7th and 8th Perek in Chulin, all of Hilchas Kashrus, right here. Anybody learn Yeridea? Perek 7 and Perek 8. Right, Kalabasar and Kisi Adam coming up very soon. Parshas Shir should be up, hopefully, and everybody should have a good day.